Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. I personally take Super Beets when I need a power boost. It's my favorite product. Super Beets gives me energy and stamina for my busy day. Right now, get a one-month supply free with your first order. Check out the Dr. Hoffman special right now at IntelligentBeets.com. That's IntelligentBeets.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is a live program on a weekend where we got a lot of pre-recorded canned broadcasts. We're here live answering your questions. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, because I have the extraordinary privilege of hopefully enlightening you about your health. So we invite your phone calls. I'm here to answer them. 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. And as an added incentive to our first caller, we're going to offer a free sample pack of Cedarside. That's a natural spray that protects you against all manner of bug-like intrusions. So 888-302-3684. We got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to focus on a nutrient that you probably haven't heard of that is a really good alternative to statins for lowering cholesterol. Bet you haven't heard about it. We'll be talking about, let's talk about it right now. Big study that is just in that answers a very simple question. Very simple question. And that question has bedeviled the field of nutrition and dominated its thought for the past generation. Not just the past decade, but for a generation, literally 30 years, the low cholesterol dogma has become accepted among people who make pronouncements about nutrition and who set public policy. And it has even infiltrated our food supply and all these low cholesterol alternatives. And so we never got around to asking the simple question, does dietary cholesterol have anything to do whatsoever with cardiovascular disease? You know, it's a pretty simple question. cholesterol is high, but does it have any relationship to the outcome, which is cardiovascular disease? We've established a whole industry based on something that lowers cholesterol, statin drugs. So this is a little bit of a different story, because dietary cholesterol and blood levels of cholesterol, sometimes that's a little bit of a different story, because yes, by lowering cholesterol, we may achieve benefits, but can we do it by restricting our dietary intake of cholesterol? And the answer is, according to a very big study, 40 studies were looked at with 362,000 subjects in total, 19 trials and 21 publications with 632 subjects in addition to that, that were published between 1979 and 2013. And what do you think they found? What do you think they found? They found that they could not prove that there was any relationship whatsoever between consumption of dietary cholesterol and the risk of cardiovascular disease. Dietary cholesterol did not statistically significantly change serum triglycerides or very low-density lipoprotein concentrations, which are known to affect cardiovascular risk. Those are more profoundly affected by sugar and refined carbohydrate intake. They looked at coronary artery disease. They looked at stroke. both ischemic stroke and hemorrhagic stroke. And they could not establish any relationship between intake of cholesterol and these bad outcomes. So, you know, what they conclude is that reviewed studies were unable to draw any conclusions regarding the effects of dietary cholesterol on cardiovascular risk. No matter how they tried, they could not find any relationship whatsoever after looking at over 350,000 individuals over decades of research. So there you have it, folks. I know I'm blowing your mind here, but sometimes we have to kind of look back and challenge accepted verities in science and medicine and then act upon them accordingly. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Chris in South River, New Jersey. A very happy Independence Day to you, Chris.
And the same to you, Doctor.
Right.
My question is, I have a PSA.
Yeah.
I'm under urologist care, I guess, and I have a PSA 4.85 and a free...
4.85. So that's considered a little bit, a little high, a little suspicious. Okay.
And my free PSA was 19.
Okay.
But he recommended I take this 4E score test. Have you ever
right.
heard of that? And I came back and had all of a sudden my PSA went to 7 and that test, and I had to take a 10% chance of having needing a Gleason test, I believe that's what it's called. And and to make a long story short, I'd like to know my free PSA with that particular test, the 4E score test, well, it came back at 25.
What Chris is describing is tests short of a biopsy that have a predictive value in telling us whether your PSA is consequential or not. Because, you know, as men age, their prostate gets a little larger. A larger prostate naturally produces a more PSA just based on size. And so a PSA of 4.85 could be, you know, a perfectly innocent sign that your prostate is enlarged. And no problem. On the other hand, men with as low as a PSA of 1.7 could have prostate cancer. So PSA, not a totally reliable test. And then there are other tests that help to define and refine the PSA. There's even urine tests that look for the presence of cells that might be suggestive of cancer. But ultimately, the test that's most conclusive is a biopsy, which you want to avoid. So you're really teeing me up for a great discussion. Because the theme of a series that I'm doing at drhoffman.com and in our newsletter is 20 supplements that you can take for lowering your risk of prostate cancer, but not just lowering your risk of prostate cancer, even slowing the progression of prostate cancer, or if you already have had treatment for prostate cancer, some of these supplements have been shown to improve your chances of survival and slow what's called PSA doubling time. Sometimes after ineffective surgery or ineffective radiation, they want your PSA to go down to virtually zero and stay there. You know, it's like you don't have a prostate, your prostate's been completely knocked out, there shouldn't be any PSA, but uh-oh, it starts creeping up. So there's actually evidence that some supplements can slow that rise in PSA that may occur after what is failed treatment of prostate cancer, which happens from time to time. It's unfortunate. The treatments that we have are, you know, some people say, well, I got prostate cancer, take the prostate out, radiate it. Well, that isn't always the answer. That isn't, you know, it's not 100% effective. So what I say to my patients with prostate cancer is I say, let's pickle you with so many healthy nutrients that no self-respecting cancer cell would dare to hang around in your body. It makes sense. And now there's studies that amplify that and show that this is not just wishful thinking, that there are certain things you can do to slow the progression of prostate cancer if you have it or prevent it from occurring in the first place. And among those, you know, let's step back from supplements. You know, lifestyle matters too. Maintaining a healthy weight. Exercise, even if you have prostate cancer, lowers your risk of recurrence by 30%. Also, stress reduction. There's a stress connection to prostate cancer. You know, having stressful thoughts all the time, being angry, hostile, impatient, making lots of cortisol, that does, adds fuel to the fire when you have a few cancer cells proliferating in your body. The stress literally paralyzes your immune system. So it the article is, you know, too lengthy for me to digest in just a few minutes here that we have for discussion. But, you know, among the things that are helpful, EGCG from green tea, melatonin has been shown to be helpful. Flaxseed, the product is called Prevail. You can get it at drhoffman.com. Quercetin, vitamin D, lycopene, boswellan, fish oil, chiolic aged garlic extract, diindol methane. I know I'm going kind of fast here, but the reason I'm going fast, you can always go to drhoffman.com and check it out, because those are some of the supplements that can be used. And, you know, we've actually had instances where men come with your kind of predicament. They're right on the cusp of needing a biopsy, but the doctor says, we'll give you a reprieve. If things get worse, we're going to get in there and check things out. You know, come back in 6 months and we'll repeat the PSA. And we do the right things with diet, with exercise, with the targeted supplementation. And I list in this series 20 supplements that men with prostate cancer need to know about. And we put them up on Facebook. We put them up at drhoffman.com. But if you subscribe to our newsletter at drhoffman.com, you'll get this in the mail. Part one was this week. Part two will be next week. I just completed part two yesterday. And we'll post that at drhoffman.com, and you can get the full rundown at no cost to you. Doesn't get any better than that. Intelligent Medicine is a great resource, so check it out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. Very, very happy Independence Day to you, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. A very happy 4th of July. An announcement. It appears that, you know, just, you know, 4th of July weekend, how are you going to get a repairman, right? You know, something breaks down? Well, it turns out our website at drhoffman.com is temporarily down. We're working on it. But redundancy is a great thing, and we've got a dual website at hoffmancenter.com where you can check out our great supplements. Things that I mentioned here on Intelligent Medicine are always listed there. So for your supplement needs, go to hoffmancenter.com, and we will endeavor to get our main website back up. Even though it's a holiday, you know, how are we going to how am I going to track this guy down? He's probably already four sheets into the wind on the 4th of July, on a 4th of July afternoon. All right. This is the duh story of the week. It has to do with the effect of exercise. Turns out that exercise in middle-aged and older individuals actually reduces the risk of death. How about that? Now, I could have told you that a long time ago, and most of you recognize the fact that exercise makes a difference, but it's surprising how much of a difference exercise makes. It really pays off. Big study out of Australia. They looked at literally thousands of individuals comprising millions of years of experience. And what they found was the more exercise you did, the less likely you were to die. This is, in medicine, they call this an inverse dose-response relationship. In other words, the more, the better when it comes to your risk of dying, right? Isn't that the ultimate thing you want to avoid? I mean, we're not just talking wrinkles. We're not talking look good naked. We're not even talking quality of life, which is much enhanced by exercise. Your risk of death is actually reduced. All right, we know that. Another article this week in New York Times by Gretchen Reynolds, who's their science writer, who's an exercise expert. Headline, older athletes have a strikingly young fitness age. It turns out that older athletes can be much younger physically than they are in real life. How do we know that? Well, they set up an online calculator. The folks at Norwegian University of Science and Technology did this. And it's kind of cool because you can use this calculator, and I'll tell you where to go in just a moment. Get a pencil and paper ready because you can do this self-test. It's fun. The results of their study were impressive. While these athletes' average chronological age was 68, we're talking about athletes who are competing in the Senior Olympics. Their average chronological age was 68. There's some octogenarians and nonagenarians in this competition. It's amazing. Chronological age 68, their average fitness age was 43. That's 25 years less. It's a massive difference. And here's the kicker. A majority of the athletes at the Senior Games didn't begin serious training until quite late in life. And in just a moment, I'll tell you what happened when I entered my personal data into that. I think you'll find it fun and exciting. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Check out worldfitnesslevel.org. Enter your information, and you can find out, compared to your chronological age, your actual age, what your physical age is or your fitness age is. And hopefully your fitness age will be greater than I could just see like a layabout, sedentary, pizza-eating 28-year-old who smokes cigarettes and doesn't lift a finger, turning in a fitness age of 48, But, hopefully you'll fill it out and you won't be shocked. And I'll share with you in just a moment what happened when I filled out that questionnaire. But first, let's talk about Superbeats. Superbeats, I discussed this with a caller earlier in hour one, is an alternative to the arduous process of juicing beets, which has been shown to raise nitric oxide levels. That's good for blood pressure. It's also good for athletic performance. But drinking beet juice, first of all, it's a production. It's messy. Tastes a little unsavory for some people. Some people like it, but I personally find it kind of disgusting. Super Beets is a powder you dissolve in water, and it offers you the benefits of three whole beets in each teaspoon of Super Beets. And even that sometimes, I mean, a little rush, I don't want to, go through the muss and fuss of dissolving the powder, although it takes seconds. There is now an even more convenient alternative to juicing beets, which is Neo 40. Neo 40 is a fast melt lozenge that you suck on, and it releases the building blocks for nitric oxide that can help your heart, arteries, and your athletic performance. So if you want to get in on this, take the Dr. Hoffman Heart Health Challenge and get a free box of Neo 40 with your first order. You can call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeats.com, intelligentbeats.com. You get a free book. You also get some free saliva testing strips and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Try Super Beats or Neo 40. And that number again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com. Okay, now, I filled out the questionnaire, the self-test, at worldfitnesslevel.org. And I'm pleased to say, a page appeared there. It said, "How fit are you really? Test yourself now." And after I filled it out, I came out with a fitness age of 27, which made me feel good all day long. But, in order to achieve that level of fitness, you got to exercise fairly intensely. It also asks for data about your height, your weight, certain lifestyle habits like smoking. They also attach a certain importance to your baseline heart rate, which in my case is 52, which suggests pretty good athletic conditioning. If you have a fast heart rate, that suggests you're deconditioned. Check out worldfitnesslevel.org and find out your fitness age. All right, let's talk to Michael in the Bronx, New York. How you doing, Michael?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for being there for us.
My pleasure.
I had a whole slew of tests done by my holistic physician. Everything turned out well. Sedimentation rate was just 11. LDL, HDL, cholesterol was very good. Yep. However, I was just flabbergasted that the CRP, C-reactive protein, was a whopping 16. And I take many anti-inflammatory, curcumin, boswellia. He said, wait 2 weeks, maybe it was an error in the lab.
Yep.
And I was wondering what you would
say. That's a good thing that he said that, because sometimes doctors, too slavishly adhere to the results of tests. And, a test that it comes up in a way that's unexpected deserves repeating. And what I sometimes find is, I'll look at the results of a patient. I'll say, this doesn't make sense. This is a healthy person. Why do they have a high C-reactive protein? And then, when they come back in, I say, do you remember back a couple of weeks ago when we did that test? How are you feeling? I was coming down with a terrible cold. The day after I saw you, I just crashed and burned. Okay, well, that can create sometimes inflammation in the body, an infection. Alternatively, sometimes very high levels of exercise. Exercise is generally good for C-reactive protein, but after a major athletic event, you can create inflammation in your body. So there's certain things that can influence C-reactive protein. But then, if it's real and you repeat it and you don't know what it's from, then you might have to be on the search for some kind of infection. Is there an infection? Do you have a gum infection? Do you have periodontal disease? Do you have chronic bronchitis? Do you have sinusitis? Do you have prostatitis, any kind of itis? Or do you have diverticulitis? arthritis, any of these things can raise C-reactive protein. It could be part of it. But if you don't want to lower it, you're on the right track by taking anti-inflammatory nutrients. But first of all, let me ask you, Michael, what's your height and weight, if you don't mind me asking?
Around 5'7". I weigh around 115, and I'm 7.
So you're a bantamweight guy. You're like in fighting trim, right?
Exercise regularly, yoga, tai chi. Uh-huh. It could be, though, I mean, I was having some pain in one of the teeth lately afterwards.
Okay.
So
yeah.
If there's some type of gum problem, that could influence it.
Yeah, that could influence it. That, you know, sometimes people, because they have root canals and the nerve has been removed, they don't even realize how serious an infection they actually have because, it's painless. The nerve is removed in a root canal. So you might want to get a complete dental checkout. Make sure there's not an occult or hidden source of infection that is affecting you. Because it sounds like you're doing all the right things. I mean, among the right things, maintain optimal weight, exercise. Even stress has an impact on this, but also certain supplements have anti-inflammatory effects. There are many of them, curcumin, boswellin. I'm sure you're aware that fish oil and vitamin D have an impact on inflammation. And there's a new supplement we're using now called Omega-10, which there really is no such thing as an Omega-10, but there's Omega-3s and Omega-7s, so 7 plus 3 equals 10, and adding Omega-7s to Omega-3 has an anti-inflammatory effect. So that's a supplement we sometimes give to people with high C-reactive protein. If you're pre-diabetic, you might have more an elevated C-reactive protein because of the inflammation associated with that. So that can be a part of the equation. All right. This item that I wanted to share with you has to do with a nutrient that it's unlikely that you have heard about. And I didn't even realize the potential of this nutrient until recently. I'd heard about it many years ago, but then I did a little research on it. It's an ingredient in a supplement that we have at DR. It's actually at HoffmanCenter.com. Cholestapure Plus, which combines plant sterols, we know they lower cholesterol, with bergamot. Bergamot. What's bergamot? Well, if you drink Earl Grey tea, the fragrance of Earl Grey tea is imparted by bergamot. But bergamot has some interesting properties. It is a stress reducer when used as an aromatic oil. It has interesting effects on stress. Bergamot aromatherapy significantly reduced anxiety in patients scheduled for surgery. These patients were assigned to 30 minutes of bergamot essential oil aromatherapy versus placebo, and what they found is that their preoperative stress was alleviated by the pleasant smell of the bergamot. But that's not the most important effect of bergamot. Bergamot is also associated with a benefit in terms of cholesterol lowering. And how it works is that bergamot contains phytochemicals that work in a way similar to statins. These are things that work via the same pathway, the HMG-CoA reductase pathway, to lower cholesterol. And here's the results of a very interesting trial using bergamot. Total cholesterol dropped from 278 to 199. LDL dropped from 188 to 126. Triglycerides dropped from 267 to 158. And not only that, but HDL actually increased in all patients as well, going up 64%. And bergamot reduced blood sugar levels by an average of 15 to 25%. So this little-known nutrient, and nowadays niacin, somewhat discouraged because of disappointing results with niacin trials. Niacin will lower cholesterol dramatically, and triglycerides as well, but and it will raise HDL, but it may have adverse effects on the liver. It's not great for patients with diabetes or with gout. So bergamot appears to be a potential natural cholesterol-lowering agent. Keep in mind, however, that since bergamot works like statin drugs by inhibiting the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase, it also, like statins, may deplete coenzyme Q10. So if you're taking a bergamot supplement like Cholestipure, make sure that you take coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. Perhaps you may want to take ubiquinol 100 milligrams or 200 milligrams daily along with your Cholestipure to offset the coenzyme Q10 inhibiting effects of it. So there you have it. A new nutrient is born, and it may be of great utility in helping people manage their cholesterols. Remember, at the beginning of the show, I talked about dietary cholesterol, not blood levels of cholesterol. There is some evidence that people with whoppingly high cholesterol, not always, but sometimes, may be at higher risk of cardiovascular disease. So lowering cholesterol is sometimes a useful goal. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm very happy to announce that our website is back up. The server mechanic who maintains our website, he must have been immersed in a swimming pool, listened to the broadcast, heard my plaintive wails about our website being down. He jumped out of the pool, jumped into his SUV, and raced to the server farm and pressed the right button, managed not to get arrested in the process, and now our website's back up. So you can access all the great information that's there at drhoffman.com. And I'm very happy about that because we've got some good material. This week, part one of 20 supplements that men with prostate cancer need to know about. Part two will be in your email next week if you subscribe to the newsletter. And also a great interview, just profound discussion about Lyme disease with one of my favorite guests, Dr. Leo Galland. And if you really want the lowdown on why patients with Lyme disease sometimes don't get well, and what needs to be further investigated, check out our recent podcast with Dr. Leo Galland. It's just brilliant and very, very vital information because this is a tough condition to treat. Check it out at drhoffman.com. All right, let's talk now to some of our patient callers. Terry in Queens, New York, how you doing?
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. I'm calling about my daughter. She just gave birth 2 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. She's only producing, she thinks, about half of the breast milk she needs to produce.
Yep.
And she's doing a lot of good things, acupuncture, lots of water, oatmeal, fenugreek, or the herb fenugreek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she still
needs... Those are some of the right things, for sure.
Yeah, I listen to you, so we try to investigate what to do, and we still need a little more help.
Okay, so this is a tough kind of situation. Because you're actually already doing some of the right things. And, you know, if you Google the term, it's a big word, galactagogue, you can find a compendium of herbs that are helpful. And you mentioned a couple of them. Oatmeal, yeah, okay. I don't know for what reason oatmeal is said to be helpful for breast milk production. It is kind of mucilaginous and milky. But fenugreek is a well-known herb that is helpful for that. Chasteberry can be helpful for that. Fennel has been used in promoting breast milk production. But sometimes there's some kind of dietary limitation. You know, maybe there's, you know, if she's on some kind of extreme diet, she's on a very low-carb diet, or she's on a vegan diet. Sometimes there's simply not enough calories, you know, and recent moms are sometimes self-conscious about the weight they gain during pregnancy. They may consciously or unconsciously limiting their caloric intake, which may suppress milk production. I don't know what the situation is with your daughter, but, she may need, comprehensive nutritional workup to find out, is she getting adequate nutrients, not just to repair her own body after pregnancy, but to supply adequate milk production. And sometimes it's just, some women just, for one reason or another, they don't have the capacity to breastfeed adequately. I mean, it's actually, this concept of wet nurses, now you can actually get donor milk. You can get donor milk. But wet nurses, a very common practice among royalty during even medieval times. So women actually had problems then even as well. All right. Let's take a call now from, see if we can squeeze in as many calls as we can. We're talking now to Walter in Elizabeth, New Jersey. How you doing?
Hello, doctor.
Hi, Walter.
A problem that seems to help me. I have these sensations when I stand up and walk. I have these fainting spells.
Yep.
And when I lie down, everything's okay. But when I'm getting up...
So you actually have, what you're describing is a condition called orthostatic hypotension, or low blood pressure when you change position. There's a couple of reasons for it. First of all, are you on blood pressure medication?
Yes.
Okay, so bingo, right there, that needs to be evaluated, because many older patients are over-treated. And you can get as many problems from hypotension as you can from hypertension. I mean, somehow they want to follow the edict that blood pressure must be, 130 over 90 or less. And that sometimes is a disservice to older patients who feel weak and woozy, and then they're likely to come to harm because they don't get enough blood supply to their brain. Instead of too much pressure building up in the brain, there's not enough pressure in the brain, and literally, you can get brownouts, fainting spells, and feel weak and woozy all the time. And so that needs to be looked at very carefully. And I really hope that you see a physician who's experienced in working with older patients. You may want to see a specialist in the field of gerontology, which is how you minimally treat older patients and try to get them off medications as much as possible. Because, while we think, you need to lower the cholesterol, fix the blood sugar, fix the blood pressure, you end up on a witch's brew of medications that makes you feel weak and out of it. And then you become, you have problems with sleep. They put you on sleep meds, which are metabolized more slowly in the body, and you feel weak and you fall down and you break your hip. And then it's like, that's sometimes the end game for patients who are older. So we want to, minimize that. In patients who are younger, many younger patients, so patients in their 20s and 30s who have orthostatic hypotension, we work with trying to support their blood pressure. We give them a little bit of sometimes licorice to actually help them with sodium retention, raise their blood pressure. You got to be careful in older patients because then they can swell up. Or we increase the sodium and the electrolytes that patients consume. Sometimes that is helpful. But, I think this goes beyond the scope of a quick suggestion in a phone call. I think you need a comprehensive workup to find out if you need to be on all that medication and if, you know, you might do better getting off. You know, I've had patients who come in and we, you know, they're on four or five different medications. And sometimes we zero base the medications for a while and see what they really need. And sometimes they only, you know, need one or two, or maybe even they don't need any of the medications that they're on. They feel much better. And we're treating the numbers, not the actual patient. So that's part of the problem there.
I'm on a lot of medications.
And there you go.
I went to a neurologist last week. He took a CAT scan of my brain, and he says there was nothing he could find wrong.
Well, hopefully he found something, which is a brain. But, yeah, that's the problem is that, you know, they want to make sure, you know, they want to find out, do you have a brain tumor, do you have some big problem, have you had strokes? And, you know, this is the polypharmacy that gets us in trouble. I recently wrote an article for our newsletter entitled, which takes up the theme of Jurassic Park medicine. You know, we unleash these forces, multiple drugs like these dinosaurs that are supposed to coexist happily in a park, and they sometimes go on a rampage, and that's a problem. Thanks very much for joining us. Have yourselves a great 4th of July weekend.